If you're new to the Impact Seekers podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining as always. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's episode is called Rinse, Repeat, and Do It Again. Rinse, Repeat, and Do It Again. I'm going to share a story from that I read, and I'm going to paraphrase a story from Atomic Habits. The book is called Atomic Habits. I've started reading it. It's a really great book, to be honest with you. And just from a high level, it talks about building good habits, as well as one of the stories I want to share from the book, which I actually got it off his blog and I was like, wow, I do remember that story. So anyway, it's about the law of 100. So at the University of Florida, a professor said, okay, look, this is what we're going to do. And it was a photographing class. This side of the room is going to provide 100 photos by the end of the semester. You provide 100 photos, boom, you automatically get an A. This side of the room only has to produce one photo, but it has to be the best photo. It has to be perfect by the end of the semester. So when you read that story, and again, I'll paraphrase it to shorten it up due to the time here. You think like, I wonder who's going to produce the better photo. So just think, if I could just use my imagination and I'm in that classroom and the professor says, let's say I'm on the side of the producing one photo. See, to me, if I'm using my imagination in that classroom, I'm thinking, oh, this is easy. So that means I don't have to take all of these photos. I can just take one perfect photo. So I spend the majority of my time looking for that perfect shot or that perfect lighting or that perfect, you know, ambiance. While I'm doing that, there's a very important piece that I am missing. I'm missing my reps. I'm missing my rinse, repeat, and do it again. Yet, I think because I am taking my time to build this perfect thing out, and at the end, I'm just going to have to only turn in one photo where everyone else is going to turn in all of these photos, I'm winning. And to me, that's not the growth mindset. See, that is a mindset of one that we've all fallen victim to. How many of you have said, I'm going to start that e-commerce business? Or let's generalize it even more. Who said I'm going to even just start a business? And a business can be saying, hey, I'm going to be an author and I'm going to create a book. And with the book, I'm going to create a course from an e-commerce standpoint, because I brought that up first. Let's say you say I'm going to sell on Amazon, or I'm going to create my own store on Shopify. And what tends to happen? Oh, you're not going to tell the truth, are you? Okay, I'll help you because I've done it. As you're walking down that road of perfection, you start saying, what's the best product that I can get? And you do all of this research to find the best product. So you get the amazing product. You think, this is it. Oh, everybody's going to want to buy this. And you spend so much time looking for the best product that you don't go and have the conversation with the people that would be interested in buying the product. Meaning, if someone says, wow, I like popcorn, and you're like, oh, well, I have a distributor that can probably do popcorn. Let me go and test out different popcorns on my site and see what customers would be interested. That right there will give you an opportunity to see versus saying, oh, I'm going to identify the best popcorn in the world when you don't know if that market is going to be a fit for the customer base you're trying to drive in. Going back to the classroom setting, as I stated before, imagine that you are on the the quantity side, because if I didn't state this already, that it was really the classroom was broken down into a quantity versus quality. So just imagine you're on the quantity side of things and you're in there and you're like, man, I got to take 100 photos. You're like, oh, okay. Well, let's go out and just start taking photos. And while you're doing that, you're getting better over time. You are able to identify the light exposure. You're able to identify, yeah, this probably makes a good ambiance. You're able to identify because now you're building up experience. You're building up that muscle of experience, which allows you to adapt and be and pivot. And I know what it feels like when you have that burning desire to want to be great and want to be perfect. Yet that road is a road that is traveled by a lot of people and is crowded. And I had to realize, yo, this road is too crowded, because searching for perfection, most of the things that happen is either you don't get started, or you get started and you stop, or you completely stop and then come back. So that's why I started doing this podcast and I started producing one. The goal was, five times a week, so Monday through Friday. And I missed, a couple Fridays here and there. But the goal was to produce I was more focused on the quantity than the quality. Because I don't have a script. When I talk to you, family, I have no script in front of me. Only thing I do is read the stories that I'll go and do research on and say, oh, the family would love to see how this particular story correlates with the message. But everything is on the spot. And the purpose of doing that, of creating this material, is because it keeps the mind sharp. See, when people, I come from the, and I shared this with you guys before, a family, the blue collar type of family. And what that means is that my parents worked in a factory, and working in that factory, they would work long hours and then come home just enough time to eat, and do, little things here and there, but still had, and then, you may have 3 to 4 hours and then you have to start preparing for the next day or getting in bed for the next day. And then you only look forward to the weekend where you can maybe sleep in and maybe run some of the errands that you need to run, because that's the free time that you have. And working in working in a blue collar environment, or working in a factory, you'll realize that if you don't make time for yourself, who will? You'll also realize that when you're going through this, as far as working in that factory, you don't have the time that you would if you were, I'll say, an entrepreneur, or if you were somebody that made it a point to take time for themselves. Because we set all of these goals that we want to achieve, but life takes advantage of it, and you have to find out ways to push back. So circling back to the whole quality and quantity is that getting up early to produce these podcasts, produce the motivational videos that I do on the stories that I do on Instagram is that I am building up my reps. And that's what in the book Atomic Habit talks about is reps and sets. And if you think about it, who would you rather work with? Somebody that had did this perfection as far as taking their time and building up this perfection, whether it's a product or whatever it may be, or somebody that kept pushing at it and kept trying, and you can listen how they're getting better and getting better because you're seeing the work increase and get better. So what I challenge you to, family, is when you want to do something. So let's say you want to do a podcast, you want to do something on YouTube, whatever it is, rinse, repeat, and do it again. Borrow that, what they call the law of 100, of doing it 100 times without stopping. Meaning, set a plan, and like I told you, my plan, 5 days a week. After that, you know, I take off Saturday and Sunday, but every day committed to dropping this podcast. No edits, no trying to, you know, if I miss a point, I want it raw and uncut like that, because that way when I listen back to it, I can say, okay, I need to focus here. I need to bring the subject in faster. Or they have this thing where they call it burying the lead in the newspaper. So I don't bury the lead in the point I'm trying to make to you guys. So whatever you want to go out and accomplish, just go out and push yourself to do it. And I got one more last thing, because I just thought about this. I have become frustrated about these courses and these fake gurus / coaches and consultants. And I had to ask myself, why was I frustrated? And I was frustrated because of my inspiration to want to learn and apply. And these coaches and courses, they were charging, you know, money that I felt like, and in my opinion, wasn't worth the course. I remember I went in, there was a course I wanted to learn on Instagram. Like I really want to master Instagram, because I do believe Instagram will be that social media platform that edges past Facebook, even though Facebook owns it. But I do think it is going to be that one because of the issues with TikTok. So, and they created a new thing called Reels. So I think Instagram is, you know, where you want to start mastering even more. And so I wanted to see if there was some material out there or training that can help me, you know, basically any shortcuts. And I ran into this person, I'm not going to say their name, and you're looking at their testimonials. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try something here. So I started looking at the screenshots, and then I'll go to the person that they was referencing as someone that took the course. And when I tell you there was such a big difference from what they were sharing to what I was actually seeing, and the views that these people were getting, I was like, something is not right here. So I started DMing them, and I said, hey, I know you took such and such course. What kind of value did you get out of it? If you were to tell me three things that you learned, what were the three top things, and is it worth my investment? Guess how many of those people got back to me? Zero. See, when you have a good experience and somebody asks you about the experience, you're more likely to tell them about the experience. Now, if that person never asked you about the experience, you're more likely, and if you had a bad experience, you'll tell them without even being prompted to ask. But when you're prompted to ask about a particular experience, you're more willing to, without a doubt, you know, to share the experience. So when I noticed that, I was just very disappointed, because I was like, I am so willing to invest in myself financially and as well as with time. And looking for hopefully someone to guide me, to provide that shortcut of learning of the and when I say shortcut, I don't mean not doing the work. I mean the trials, cutting down the trials and tribulations that they experience, that they can hand to me and say, hey, yeah, I wouldn't do this, I would do this. And I wouldn't, I've been searching for it. And then I think, well, not think, I know after that particular experience, it really taught me that I just need to do what I need to do, and following this law of 100, just go out and experiment. Just keep doing things, keep testing it out, and create the world that I want to create. Go and go learn the knowledge, and then come back and create an ethical course, create a ethical business around it in which you can truly help people and be in the business to help people. Yeah, there's a price tag that's going to be an investment associated with it, but provide so much value that you don't even have to put up screenshots of, fake screenshots or fake testimonials up there, that these are so genuine that you could reach out to one of the people that are on the site, and they'll just, and they can tell you, yeah, the ED, he over-delivered on this one. And that's what the experience I want to create every time. And I realize now that the only way to create that is to continue to rinse, repeat, and do it again. Rinse, repeat, and do it again. Keep putting myself in uncomfortable positions where I have to keep learning and figuring it out. Okay, let me do this. Hey, let me go do some research on YouTube. Look at some YouTube videos. Let me go on, you know, seeing if there's any different blogs. Putting all of that together into one and saying, okay, this is how this works. And I'll give you an example. And I'm going to create a podcast. Well, it'll probably be a video because it's more visual about the microphone I'm talking on, which is the Rode Wireless. That whole experience, I think, you know, what I learned would really help a lot of people, will shorten their path to making sure that they get everything that's required to have this good experience, because the microphone is amazing. My number one, you know, wireless microphone, period, until I see something else. But that makes sense. But it's a good experience. And I'll share that. I'll probably put it in a video or something. But anyway, family, again, if you're somebody like me that is a continuous learner, that loves to read, that loves to look at videos that I can use to apply the knowledge, not just retain it just to sound smart, but really to apply it to what I'm doing in the business or doing it in life, then you're going to have to go out there and bump your head and rinse, repeat, and do it again until you can figure out a methodology or a framework. I am your humble host, ED. Family, I would apologize for, it was sort of a rant / information / foundational consultation about developing the Law of 100. But I think it's very imperative, better yet, very important that you understand that the greatness in you will allow you to achieve the dreams and visions that you have wanted to do, but you've hesitated because you've paid so much attention to perfection, because you're looking at someone else who is winning or being successful, but you don't know what they've done behind the scenes to perfect their craft, to hone their craft, and you think that they're overnight success when it's really a over years success. I like that. Maybe I'll do an episode called Over the Years Success. Anyway, thank you guys for your time. I'm out.